with our talks on faith, overcoming and so on. And it seems the Lord is just bringing us back to many of these things that he doesn't want us to forget. It's very easy, you know, when we get caught up in our everyday activities and walks, and particularly if they're trials, that we can lose sight to what God is actually doing, what he's getting to. And we're going to call our teaching today, "Our Walk of Faith as Overcomers Must Be Completed." Our walk of faith as overcomers must be completed. You see, if God calls you, which he does in Jesus Christ, then there's not only a work that must be done, but that work that he does must come to completion. God never leaves anything half done. Anything that God builds and works upon, it will be completed and finished. One could very much say, well, what about the Lord's church? What is there that's standing in these last days? It seems so very few really want to be restored back to apostolic faith, to come back to the headship of Jesus Christ. Very few, it seems, want to come out of organized religion, denominationalism. And sometimes it can be very hard to find who really is there. But you see, there's nothing new about that, what you think or what you're going through, or maybe the questions that are in your mind. Because God has always got a remnant set apart to himself. We just don't always see it. And of course, his remnant doesn't just consist of FGA. His remnant is all around the world who are hearing what the Spirit is saying, who are led by the Spirit. And that is the difference. But God is going to complete that work also in his church. And he is working with his body, his church, perfecting, getting us into that consecration, getting us to look to him and him alone. We know that we are in the times of restoration, where God is restoring, bringing us out from, bringing us back from, just like when he brought the children of Israel, Judah, out of Babylon. They had to come out and to rebuild their temple, their place of dwelling for worship. And they came out with not much of an expectant heart. In fact, we're shown that they procrastinate. They start to build and then they get opposition. They get sidetracked. They look to other things. And God has to send the prophets along in which to encourage them to build that temple. Because, of course, they were remembering, the older people, the former temple of Solomon. And they realized that this isn't going to be anything like that temple. So what is the point of building? What is the point of all of this? And you see, this is where we see how God works so differently to us. And there are times when we feel exactly the same. We feel, where is this all going? I'm weary. I am tired. I feel that there is nothing there to build upon. But you see, we know, as God tells us so much, that it's not by might, it's not by power, it is by the Spirit of the Lord. And when you find that God brings you to the end of yourself, that is where there doesn't seem to be any energy. I don't seem to be inspired. There's nothing that seems to get my attention or excite me or whatever it would be. Very often, that is a period and time when God is taking over in your weakness. He is trying to show that you walk by faith and not by sight. You see, the enemy always tries to get us to look at our faith in the flesh, to look at what we can do and what we can accomplish for God and so on. But you see, our faith, our walk of faith, is supernatural. It is miraculous. It is not faith that you can muster up, that you can copy. You can't at all. Our faith, our calling from the foundation of the world is supernatural. And flesh and blood will not glory in any of it. God will get all the glory. And there are times with our walk of faith where we become very fleshly, very worldly. And we are trying to work at our faith. We're trying to stimulate our faith. We're trying to do it for God. And he doesn't want any of that. We are to move with him. We are to yield ourselves over so that the Spirit moves and builds through us. Not by might, not by power, by the Spirit of the Lord. And this was what God was showing the children of Israel when they came out of Babylon, that he was going to restore, he was going to build. And I love the book of Zechariah where it speaks of God restoring, building. He is doing it. He is reviving. He is restoring. And it is the same with our faith as overcomers. He will complete and finish it. He never leaves anything half done or incomplete. And God knows what that completion is. And it's important for us to keep our mind and thinking upon that. Because you see, the overcomer must complete their walk of faith. Each one of us has a faith walk that is unique and quite different to each one, and God is going to complete and finish that work. Even though we're in fellowship and we have a vision and a call for the last days, yet that vision that God has given us as a body corporately, it also incorporates the fact that you yourself have a walk of faith that God is going to complete in order for that to be fulfilled. How do we know this? Well, let's turn to Philippians chapter 1 and verse 6. You know this very well. And it says, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Now, this reminds me of what we spoke on Sunday. Do you remember in 1 John 5:14 and 15? If we know that he hears us, our prayers, we have that confidence, we are persuaded, we are assured. Well, here is the same understanding. Being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Now, this word confident in the Greek, and the word for this is epitileo. And this word means that he's going to bring it to completion. In other words, he's going to bring it to an end. The same as our trials and our tests. Yes, they may be hurting. We do not like what God is allowing and permitting us to go through, but we have the assurance by faith that it will come to an end. It will be completed, finished, in other words. And this is always what God does with a saint who walks by faith. Even if it looks negative, God will bring it to completion. And so he says, you have this confidence. You know that God will bring it to an end. Because he's begun this work, he's going to complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Because everything leads to my seeing Jesus Christ. And if the Lord tarries, and the Lord takes me home, and he's taken some of our brothers and sisters home in glory with him, that is still that same principle. It is for the day of Jesus Christ. Everything that God does in and through us is so that we will be able to stand at his appearing. We will be able to stand confidently in Christ. When we see him, when he speaks over our life and he blesses us and he speaks of our walk and he will even expose where we didn't fully believe or overcome, he will bring that out to your attention. But the point is, it's all for us to be able to stand at that day of Jesus Christ. And there's coming a literal day and an hour when we no longer will be walking in this life, this world. We will be transformed, changed in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye, and be caught up into the heavens with the Lord. That is the fulfillment of his body, the church that it's coming to. In other words, the church is coming to a place where it will no longer walk any longer in the flesh. It will walk and be caught away into glory in the Spirit. Again, the same principle at work. This word epitileo, to complete, to accomplish, to bring it to a finish. I'm reminded of the opposite to this. And again, this is something you know, but let's just look at this very quickly in Galatians 3 and verse 3, where we see an opposite, a reverse of what we're talking about here. In Galatians 3 and verse 3, where the apostle admonishes this church because they are now bringing in the law. Bondage, and it's a result of unbelief. And he says, are you so foolish, having begun in the Spirit, are you now being made perfect by the flesh, or perfected by the flesh? There's the opposite. So, in other words, he's saying, are you in unbelief, bringing yourself back under the law? Are you trying to accomplish and finish in the flesh? Because he says, if you carry on with that, that is what is going to happen. And you will not see the Lord. So there is the opposite. There is the counterfeit of Satan. And that's why Satan hates an overcomer, and he'll try and get you under the law in some way or form, which starts that bondage, and it will always minister to pride. This was a lot of the problem happening at the church at Galatia. They were becoming proud because of their knowledge, their understanding of the word. And they're wanting to take over and control. They're wanting to bring in circumcision. We're seeing that today with a lot of Christians, and particularly those who go overboard with Israel, trying to make the church today Israel, and it is not. The church and Israel walk side by side together in the times of restoration which we're in. There is a separate work God will do for Israel, his people. And there is a work he is doing for his people in the church. Gentiles that are grafted in. They too have to come to completion. And then he will turn to Israel, his ancient people, and he will complete that work which he started. He will finish it. Even though for many, many, many centuries, he's put her to one side. He hasn't forgotten her. Because God doesn't divorce. But he will complete that work with Israel and restore her. How great is our God. His ways are past finding out. And that's why we can be confident that the Lord will fulfill that work in my life and in FGA and so on. And that's why the apostle takes comfort that God will accomplish this work, not only in his life, but all those that are following his ministry and teaching. But all saints have to walk before God as planned. God has a plan. He has gone before. He has prepared the way for you, for me, for FGA, all saints who believe and walk by faith in Jesus Christ. He has gone before and planned your walk. Turn with me, if you will, to John 6, verse 29. John chapter 6 and verse 29. Jesus answered and said to them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he sent." So that is the work. That is the major plan of God going before, that we look to him, that we believe upon him, that as our lives are hid in him, so because God's plan for Jesus to redeem the world, to go to Calvary, to be put to death, to be raised up again, to be taken up in glory. That was the plan of God for him. So the similar plan for us is found in Jesus Christ. And God will complete and finish that work. He doesn't leave it undone. And thank God he doesn't. This is why we look at the saints right through the Bible. Again, we think of Abraham, who is seeking a land, walking by faith, because God has a walk for him, a walk of faith, and that walk was to be complete and finished by giving him an heir, a son, so that it could go on, so that his seed, as God showed him, like the stars of the heavens, that would be his seed through many generations of those who walk by faith, and that included Jesus Christ. Noah, a man found righteous in God's sight, built that ark because he heard God, that God was going to judge. And he knew God was going to judge by the wickedness of his time. And again, we know that God is soon to judge because we see the wickedness that is around us. The great falling away that is happening. how God is drawing us away from all of that. And so we see with Noah. Noah was to build that ark. What for? To save humanity. To save the animal life. Otherwise, everything would have been destroyed. Nothing would have been left. Desolate. Completely empty. So there's God saving a remnant, humanity, by the grace and mercy of God. And he completed and finished that work. Noah knew what it was all about, working for God, 120 years building that ark. And he knew that that ark had got to be complete and finished. There had to be times when he was tired of it. The same old work, over and over again. There were times when he wanted to have a break or do something different. But he knew that this ark had to be completed if humanity was to be saved. And this is why we have such a calling upon our lives, brothers and sisters. The man-child, Revelation 12. It has to be completed. Job, another one, showed that God will bring you through trials. That's why it is there, because it can look so negative. It can look as though God is judging you, or sin has done this, or whatever it would be. He knew that he was to remain faithful in that trial. And he knew that God would bring him through because he was getting revelation. God was revealing that he hadn't left him, that he was with him. And we know that he was doubly blessed at the end. How about Samson? Samson was brought to a place where he would believe that God would restore him back in fellowship. Because he fell out of fellowship. He backslid, did Samson. But he knew to keep going, to keep enduring, to just keep believing in God, even though his life was a mess and he fell victim to his weakness of the flesh. Something within him knew that would restore him back and he would have vengeance on the Philistines once more. And God gave him that strength to destroy them all through the parting of the pillars when the whole roof came tumbling down. Again, a complete and finished work. Jonah, he got word that God was going to send him to prophesy over Nineveh, mercy. He was going to forgive them. The next thing we know is he's getting on a boat running away. And for 3 days, he lands up in the fish's belly. And after that, he's only too willing to yield and do that work. He had to go and prophesy to Nineveh. It had to be accomplished and done. And that is why God never leaves anything undone. And he's not going to leave anything undone in your life, my life. You may be kicking against it. You may not like it. You may be even having an argument with God. But it's futile. It's hopeless. God is going to complete and finish. And he does this through our weaknesses. Where we just feel I cannot overcome. It just defeats me. I feel I don't have any faith. But God says, I'm going to complete, I'm going to finish it. And this is what makes us overcomers. And that is why we see it in the book of Revelation, chapters 2 and 3. Each church, 7 churches there, all about overcoming. What God says needs correcting, altering, overcoming. And then you read the blessings. If you remain faithful to it, what he will bless. Here it is, a type. Why is overcomers, why is this so important? Why is FGA so important and the remnant around the world? Because we are bringing the church to completion through restoration, through coming back under the headship of Jesus Christ. He's now completing the finished work, and he's doing it through you and me and all others who are looking to his appearing. And it will be completed. And that's why the man-child needs that full spiritual 9 months to be developed, to be completed and finished, and then snatched, caught away to release groaning creation. Romans 8. Our faith is coming to that completion, and it's being done through the trials that we go through. Because you'd see no other way out. And thank God for that. I see no way out for myself in this walk. I may be tempted to look at some things, but I know there's no way out in this. There's only one way forward. Hands to the plow, looking forward. And walking each day with the Lord. Because there are times when you feel you can't go on. I even have those times. Does it look hopeless? Does it look as though it's just too far gone? There's no way there can be healing. There's no way it can be restored. There's no way that God can manifest. It's gone from bad to worse. Oh, I've been through that many times. But my faith rises up and says, however it looks, God will complete that work which he hath begun. And he does. Because your circumstances has to come to its full completion. A lot of energy is lost trying to work it out. Let the trials mold you as an overcomer instead of resisting. What are you going through a trial right now? Let it mold you. And you know what that molding is? It's Christ in you. You're becoming like him. That is what your trials are doing. More of him, less of me. And when you can grasp that, you will understand what your trials are about. And praise God, even though it's hurting. But so often we're in resentment, unforgiveness. Our hearts get hard. We must, we've got to watch that, brothers and sisters. We really, really have. Everything must come to its fruition. We know with the wheat and the tares growing now in the church at this present time, they both have to grow. They have to come to harvesting and then the separation. And this is how he does it. Everything has to come to a fruition. Even when God judges, it has to come to fruition, to a ripening. And then God moves. It's the same when he judges this world. It's coming to a fruition. When God will see, that is it. That is enough. Now I will judge it. And that's exactly the same with the believer's faith walk. It has to come to completion. Because It's a seed of faith. A seed of faith was sown into your heart that enabled you to be able to believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ and confess him as your Lord and Saviour. But that seed has to grow. Cannot just remain a seed. It has got to mature and grow. We've got to see what that seed looks like in its full growth. That's why I like gardening. Particularly if you sow seeds or whatever it is. There's an air of excitement as to what this is going to look like. What will the vegetables taste like? Or what will the flowers look like? Or what colour? How big will they be? How many blooms will they have? All of that. That's why I like gardening. Because it reminds me of that seed that God has sown into our lives. And it's got to come to its completion. And that's why faith to be seen has to live through you and me. Our faith has to be seen. And it lives through you and I. And sometimes we feel I haven't got any faith. I don't even feel I've got a mustard seed of faith. Doesn't matter. Just keep with it. Keep walking with the Lord. Keep coming. Keep listening. And God will bring it to completion. Because he's miraculous. He does that which you can't do, which I can't do. You'll never fathom. You'll never, ever work this out. Don't even try to. Just believe and accept that God has it right and he knows what he's doing. But faith to be seen has to live through you and I because it's active. And that's why our walk of faith as overcomers must be completed. It must come to its completion. And it will. We don't know yet fully when, but we're on our way. We are on the right journey. We are on the right road. And God has not made any mistake. We can be well assured on that. Because we know that the Lord has gone before to prepare the way. Nobody can walk on this road unless God has gone before and prepared the way in which he has for each of us. So there we are. We've been really looking at what it says in Philippians today, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. It's going to be accomplished, in other words. It will come to an end. Even your trials that you are going through, that almost feels unbearable, it will come to an end. Because God will complete that work for his glory. He's merciful. He's gracious. He knows just how much we can take. And there are times when we feel we're going completely under. We're just cracking up. We're folding up. And suddenly the strength and power of the Lord is there to sustain, to revive, to hold us and keep us together. That's what this walk of faith is about. Why? Because he's going to complete and finish that work which he has begun.
Knowledge. of the power, maybe of God.